Great to have you with us on the show today. And this half hour being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by my two favorites, the Barrels and the Dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Starts stocking up for the weekend right now. Very pleased to be joined from the Steelers Network, Missy Matthews. Missy, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
So let me start with this. It's one thing for me to sit in the booth, Jack Ham and I doing Penn State games, and we have that overhead view of what's going on. When you're on the sideline, what are you looking for? What are you looking at?
You know, sometimes it really just depends. Always keeping an eye out, hoping there aren't injuries, but, you know, those are part of the game. Luckily, the NFL instituted that blue tent, which is very easy to see when that's going up. But also just trying to see how players and coaches are communicating with each other. If they're doing it nicely, if it's maybe not so nicely, how are they getting ready for their next series, things like that.
So Arthur Smith's a part of this. And by the way, I'm a big Arthur Smith guy. I thought it was a great hire. What was the sense of communication with the quarterbacks on the sideline as you watched them go through that?
Yeah, so they really gravitate towards Mike Sullivan, who was clearly the quarterback's coach last year, became co-offensive coordinator when everything happened with Matt Canada. And he's always that guy that's kind of sitting there ready to go with the tablet. They clearly have their own quarterback's coach as well, and Arthur Smith is a guy who likes to be on the sideline. He's talking to everybody. You know, the one time I'm walking past the offensive line, which they're a very big group, especially when they're sitting on a bench, and all of a sudden I look and, like, there's Arthur Smith's head. You know, he wanted to know what they were talking about. So he kind of bebops around. But I would say just through the first two games, Mike Sullivan seems to be the one that's really communicating with the quarterbacks when they come off.
What about the language that between the Russell Wilson and the Justin Fields? Do they communicate with each other often as to what they're seeing, not seeing, or are they pretty much just relying on the coaches?
No, those two, you know, I don't want to say the perfect marriage, but they are two guys who clearly have been starters, who clearly, you know what it's like to have the pressure. Clearly, Russell Wilson has a more extensive career, has a Super Bowl on his resume. But Justin Fields is very vocal. He's a very quiet guy, whereas Russ's personality is more, you notice it, you know, even if you're just walking down a hall. But talking to wide receivers, talking to each other, and, you know, going back once they traded for Fields, he even said Russell Wilson is somebody that he watches and who he liked before he got into the NFL and just his game. And now they're getting a chance to work together. And Russ is a huge leadership guy for everybody, but I think he takes some aspect of, like, it's my chance to show Justin how to be the guy and continue to be the guy in the National Football League.
Right. So there are certainly, after a couple of preseason games, a laundry list of things that people do have concerns about. But let's flip the page on that. You've been watching them. What do you like about some things you're seeing from the Steelers through the first couple of games?
Well, I know it's not saying through the games because they have not scored points on offense, but I do really like, I'm with you, the Arthur Smith hiring. If you go back and you look at how people felt about it, when it happened, not so great. But I think people have realized what he's been able to do with this group, how he's able to make George Pickens shine, Pat Freiermuth, your guy, shine, utilizing the different weapons and being unpredictable. I'm really hoping, especially since today Coach Tomlin said that Russ is going to start, we're going to see the starters, which is a little weird for a third preseason game, but to give them a chance to get into the end zone. And I think when you look at the defense, it was all about just adding to what is already really good. And Patrick Queen, he jumps out immediately, whether you're watching practice or a game or looking on the sideline, and I think that's a huge upgrade for them.
Yeah, let me ask you about Patrick Queen, then I'm going to get to Mike Tomlin's preseason approach in a moment. I thought in the offseason, one of the top three or four free agent signings was Patrick Queen, because A, you don't have to play against him anymore, and B, I just think he's really good. That's twice a year, maybe even three times, including a playoff. You don't have to play against that dude. But he's now on your side. Now that you see him on an everyday basis, what do you appreciate about a Missy that maybe, you know, on the opponent you didn't quite see before?
Well, I think it's very easy. If you're on the Steelers' side, the Ravens are the bad guys and vice versa. But I think when you're on the Steelers' side and the Ravens' side, you also have an appreciation for the other team because they are so similar. The stability in the head coaching position, how they like to play defense, how they like to, you know, run their offense. Obviously, Lamar Jackson, very different than Joe Flacco and the different guys that we've seen at quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. But they're still the same. You know, they draft to beat each other. You know what Steelers-Ravens is going to be like. And he's just kind of nicely transitioned that over to Pittsburgh. I'm kind of a fan of the pettiness he's been having with Marlon Humphreys, you know, and just being able to have some fun with it.
Yeah.
He was saying, you know, the grass isn't always greener. Patrick Queen goes outside, starts watering his grass, and he's drinking, a glass of wine. I think there's some fun to it. It's going to add to the rivalry. But I think whether it was Steelers or Ravens, he's one of those players where you would go, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense that he would go to that team.
Now Mike Tomlin's approach in the preseason. I've always liked the fact that he has played people in the preseason, maybe not in game three, but he's played his people like, hey, look, you need to get out and at least get something in a game going. What has been your thought on Mike Tomlin's approach to preseason games, maybe compared to other coaches?
Well, I think sometimes when you look at the coaches that don't play any of their starters, you see what happens. I remember that week one game in Cincinnati where no one thought the Steelers could beat the Bengals. They didn't play their starters in the preseason, and the Steelers went in there, and, you know, they whooped some butt. I think there is something about Coach Tomlin always says you have to spar to fight. The tackling in practice, any new member of the Steelers will tell you that's so different to them. Even the joint practices, you know, the Bills were, their players were saying how they were excited to get a chance to do that in practice against another team. I think it makes sense, and I think, you know, there's one less preseason game, and even last year I had to go back because I'm so used to the third preseason game, you know, being where the starters play, but then there's no fourth where they never play. And when you look at it, last year everybody but Cam Hayward and Larry Ogunjobi played. And those two were dealing with injuries. So it makes sense that, as he said today, his famous, you know, all that are healthy will play.
Oh. And I completely agree with that, because I just think the tackling part is interesting. Missy, I don't know, I can't remember, is it 8 tackling days are allowed in camp, something like that. It's a lot of thud, tag off, things like that these days. And I usually feel that by game 3 is about the time I see in college, and about game 3 in the NFL where I feel like tackling's pretty good. And I usually feel like the Steelers are one of the better tackling teams because they've at least done it in a couple of preseason games instead of doing tag off in practice.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're not warming up to it. It's kind of just part of what you do, and it makes sense that way. So I think it has worked for them. And it's even, you know, when tackling doesn't get so clean in the middle of the season, you can put pads on then. And Coach Tomlin's not afraid to use those days. I think most teams probably say for practices, we're not putting on pads, you know, week 10. But if he doesn't like what he's seeing, he brings it back to practice, brings it back to basics is what he kind of always says, even just how much they utilize having, you know, the NFL officials there for practices to just help them. So they all get it and everyone's on the same page.
Anybody surprise you or anything surprise you during the course of this preseason?
That's a good question. I would say I want to say Beanie Bishop, but the fact that he was hurt and was not able to play in that second game, I'm hopeful that, you know, he gets through this week and he is able to play in the third, because that's a spot where it was, you know, one of the highly contested competitions, quote unquote, for a position battle throughout camp. And slowly but surely they've lost guys to injury. And I just think he, you know, being named a starter, yes, it's for the preseason as an undrafted guy, your rookie season, everyone in the media went, has this ever happened? Like, if this happens week one, like, when did this happen last, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would say him being able to translate that has been great. But again, it's really going to come down to Saturday and if he's able to play.
Okay, the running back spot. I mean, one thing about Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith's had a lot. You mentioned Pat Freiermuth. He's had a lot of success making tight ends around him better. Kyle Pitts certainly was better. And Derrick Henry looked like a pretty good product at Tennessee when Arthur was there.
Yeah.
Just an opinion. Seemed like a decent back to me. what about Najee Harris and how he has taken to what Arthur Smith wants to do?
I think Najee is, well, first of all, I think there is a chip on his shoulder. He basically said that when he came to camp for report day, that was the last time he really spoke to the media. But he is one of those guys that prior to this whole thing with the fifth year option is maniacal about how he trains in the off season, even in season, how he takes care of his body. I mean, his rookie year, we had a chance to talk to him early in the season. He's like, well, I got to go to yoga class. And you're like, oh, he's like, well, yeah, at Alabama, you know, we did yoga. We did things to help our body get ready to play football that might not seem traditional, but they do help. He's like, I'm a running back. I go in weird places and weird positions, you know? So I think that he will thrive in an Arthur Smith offense. I hate that Jaylen Warren got hurt. Being able to possibly see those two together, I'm also interested in what that workload would be for each of them. So hopefully for week one, when the team goes Atlanta, Jaylen will be back.
All right, so Pickens is a chance to be a really special player. We know what Freiermuth can do. Washington's not a bad tight end. On the opposite side, it would be great to have some balance. So how has Van Jefferson done to this point?
I think he's been what you would call the guy who would be the quote-unquote second wide receiver who stood out the most. I also think Scotty Miller is like a sneaky pick in terms of being able to be utilized. He clearly has a relationship with Arthur Smith. He's been in his offense before. But there's just some things that he does where he stands out. We've seen it translate into the preseason games. But I just think Van came in almost refreshed. You know, he was traded. He was with a new team after he won a Super Bowl. One of those things are, you know, you're going across the country and you're trying to learn new things and whatnot. And I just think that he took the mentality at camp of the equipment guys told me Antonio Brown used to catch 300 balls on the jugs machines. Like, I'm doing it every day. Like, why would I not do that? So I like, you know, the hand in the pile, knowing and being familiar with Arthur and then almost being like that vet, the vet guy who can kind of help. I understand George Pickens has been in the offense longer, but Van's one of those guys who's you would want your young receivers to follow.
Finally, Missy, look, we all love, respect Bill Hillgrove. Decades and decades of being just the standard bearer for so many broadcasters in this state. But it's now a new time, and Rob King is now there. What's it been like to be a part of this team, and how much are you looking forward to the future with this particular team and Rob up there in the booth?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all going to miss Billy tremendously. And, you know, he came up to training camp one day. He still texts everybody. I'm so glad he's still calling pick games and staying in football. But I actually knew Rob from when I interned back in the day at FSN Pittsburgh, for people who remember what that even was and what it is now. So I've known him for a very long time. And I think he's just one of those most respected guys who helps others. I can't tell you how many people like me can say, hey, when I was an intern or when I was younger, when I was cutting my teeth, Rob King was there. And I just think he's an awesome addition, the perfect person to take over for Billy. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Missy, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time so much. And looking forward to a fun season.
All right, thanks so much, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. Missy Matthews joining us from the Steelers Network. This half hour being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies, pickle bar leather by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. At Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. on News Radio 1070 WKOK.